All right, the Avs kind of coasting to the break, maybe? Nice win against the Red Wings over the weekend. Was that Sunday? What is today? Today's Tuesday. Rough game last night. First time the Avs have been shut out. Davis Webb. He's the OC. It's official. But how much is he going to be in charge of? One, I guess you would call it former Bronco, has an interesting thing to say about Davis Webb. Another Hall of Fame snub. And tis the season, Mike, for crappy questions. It's Super Bowl week. The whole show starts now. Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining me from the other side of the glass, very small role in the show, producer Michael, producer, and barely that, Michael Kirkpatrick.
And co-host.
People keep saying that because they know it pisses me off now. It's not a compliment to you. It's more of the opposite of that. That's what it's become.
Insults?
Yeah. Opposite of compliment? An insult? Look at you go. Yeah, I think so. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Well, Michael, Davis Webb is the new offensive coordinator for the Broncos.
He's got the playbook in his web.
Come on. Just bring the sports. I want you to take that weird little helmet off that you wear and then put the sports hat on. Put your sports hat on. There you go, buddy. Okay, now you're ready. Is he going to call plays? Is Davis Webb going to be given the control to call plays? And now he's going to get a pay raise. He's going to get more money. I'm curious to see what kind of money that's going to look like, Mike.
It's up to the Walmart.
I don't know if you can figure that out for me today. If you can Google that, you know, how much is Davis Webb going to be making as the OC? Because remember, there's no salary cap on coaches, and the Broncos have the richest, by far, ownership in all the land. So they can give an offensive coordinator head coach money. And that is kind of a game changer, especially in this day and age where coaches get fired after a year, maybe two, sometimes three, if they don't get things rolling quickly. So why not stick it out and wait for something else to potentially open up? Yes, Michael.
According to Front Office Sports and AI, the average coordinator makes $1 million, with the offensive coordinator making $2.5 to $6 million or more.
Okay.
So Mr. Davis Webb could be making $6 million, if not more.
You think he's going to make... Wait.
Could.
What was, can you look this, what was Pete Carroll making? Now, that might be a tough one because he was getting paid probably for a lot of his resume, too. Rookie head coaches, first-time head coaches, that kind of thing, don't typically make what a veteran coach is going to bring in. But I'd be curious to see what he was making.
He was making $15 million
Pete Carroll
annually.
Was making $15 million.
The Raiders are responsible for $30 million of his... they're still responsible for it.
So you think Davis Webb could be around $6 million? You think Davis Webb could be around $6 million as an OC?
It depends. Like, if they give him full power...
Why would I give him $6 million if he's not calling the plays? So this is an interesting one. Now, Ben DiNucci, Michael. Ben DiNucci, they brought on. The Broncos brought him on after Bo Nix's injury as an emergency quarterback. He tweeted, Ben DiNucci, who was in that locker room a week ago, he tweeted, Davis promoted to OC is the best thing possible for that building. Have to assume Sean is going to give up play calling now. Not sure. And then he says, point number two, not sure if I would rather be cut or have my contract expire. I don't know. Maybe he's thinking he's going to get cut because he's giving out information like that. Number three, no airport beers this time. I live in Denver. So he's, I did not know that Ben DiNucci was living in Denver. I do know he was breaking into the media world before he got back on an NFL team. So is that him saying, I don't care if I get cut for this? I'm going to say, have to assume, because you don't see players tweeting that. Players aren't saying that kind of thing. Have to assume Sean's going to give up play calling duty. That would be a terrible look for any of your players. It'd be a terrible look for your coaches. Yet, here's Ben DiNucci, who was, it will go down in history, he was a Broncos quarterback for a brief stint just a week ago.
Yeah, I'd say probably not appropriate for a player to say. However, perhaps really good insight. Maybe it, or maybe he's hinting. Maybe he is saying, hey, Sean, maybe it's time to step back and pay attention to what's going on during the
game. Do players want Sean Payton to not call the plays? Fascinating story in the Denver Post. And it's, you know, it's written from Luca Evans. The headline, Broncos Pro Bowlers embrace Davis Webb's potential play calling ascent. It would be awesome, he quotes one player. At Monday's Pro Bowl practice in San Francisco, Denver stars praised Webb's ascension and expressed excitement at Vance Joseph's likely return as defensive coordinator. Garrett Bowles commented directly on the possibility that Sean Payton would hand over the play calling reins to Webb. He said, it'd be awesome, man. DW, Davis Webb, is the best. We love him. I'm excited to see what he can do for us. That's just, to me, that just kind of is odd. You know, that'd be awesome if he called plays. But that also means it'd be awesome if Sean Payton's not calling plays. Is that not the reverse way to look at this thing? I don't know if that's where I would go. Is Sean Payton a bad play caller? I will say that we haven't seen, from what I've watched, and I know some people watch a different game than me, apparently, because they're ready to crown Bo Nix as quarterback number one of the NFL. But I did not think we didn't see anything from Sean that really lived up to the whole offensive genius moniker that he had. I didn't think he was awful, though. Does he need to be spending more time on the game management side? And that is a swallowing your pride affair. You know, Robert Saleh, who's now the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, recently told a reporter that he felt like during his time with the Jets, he was basically just a glorified timeout caller and red flag thrower, which I think there's so much more to being a coach without a play sheet stuffed in your face. And I'm not saying that I hate the idea of head coaches calling plays now. It works out for a lot of coaches that call offensive plays. But I think there are, like, my take on CSU, for example. Clearly there was a disconnect. Clearly the play calling was clunky. Clearly they were having difficulties getting what was said from head coach to quarterback. And I don't know if that was the only thing going on with CSU. But I guess I just finally got to the point with Colorado State that I was ready for a change. I was ready to not see the head coach on offense specifically, buried in a play sheet. When it seems like the game management portion of your gig is not easy, that's when I like to see an OC come in and make those calls. Great coaches can do it, man. So that leads me to ask the next question. Is Sean Payton a great coach? Last I checked, Andy Reid's still calling the plays for the Chiefs on the Now, again, we're talking about the offensive side of the ball. Andy Reid is still very much buried in a play sheet. They had a bad season, though. They brought back Eric Bieniemy. Is that going to help? But it was still Reid calling the plays. Has he lost a step? Was it? And I didn't watch enough Chiefs games closely to tell you if it was Andy Reid's play calling that would lead you to believe was a big reason for why the Chiefs took a monster step back this year. But I also don't think that Davis Webb is pulling his name out of contention for a head coaching job, and Michael can sit back there and say whatever he wants about how bad the Raiders are. It's still one of 32. Still very rare company. One of the rarest jobs in the world is to be an NFL head coach or to be a professional head coach when there's only 30 or so teams in said league. So if I'm Davis Webb, I want to be given assurances, money, power, before I pull my name out, unless he was getting it on good authority that the job was already going to go to Clint Kubiak, that he better stay on the ship that he's currently resting on rather than wait the Raiders out. And then Sean Payton by that time says, bro, we already moved on. We already went and found somebody, which I don't know. Realistically, could they? Yeah. Could they wait too? Sure. But Sean seems like the kind of guy that wants to get going today in preparing for free agency, preparing for the draft, even preparing for OTAs. And that's not just a Sean Payton thing. That's a head coaching thing. That's an NFL schedule thing. Players are off and doing vacation stuff, and coaches probably do take a break, but I think even when they are on vacation, they are still planning out what their next phase is because it's a never-ending job. So there's a lot to unpack with this. Did Davis Webb know that he wasn't going to get the job with the Raiders, or did he turn around to Sean and say, I'd rather stay here, give it another year or two? Because let's face it, Davis Webb does not have the resume. And when you don't have the, for some reason he's getting a lot of looks, and that's great for him. But if you don't have the resume now, and then you go to the Raiders, guess what is on your resume? You couldn't win with your team. That was being held against Vance Joseph. Some of the reports that I found this morning, Arizona was, and this is what we talked about yesterday, Arizona was definitely hesitant, even though they had the ownership has a great relationship with Vance. They were hesitant with Vance because of his record as a head coach with the Broncos. Lonster's on the First Advantage hotline. Lonster, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Brady?
I'm doing pretty good for a Tuesday. Pretty, pretty good.
Yep, you're not the only one. Doing pretty good here, too.
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm glad you asked. You know, if you were asking if Sean was a good play caller,
yeah,
I'm going to say he was. At times, he was not.
Yeah, at times, maybe. But isn't that fair to say with all head coaches that at times they just didn't call the right stuff?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is.
Do you want him to give up play calling duty?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. And that's because you just didn't see enough of the creativity from him and or you'd rather him focus on, you know, the overall game than just calling the next play.
I would say focus on the overall game and let the offense go call the plays.
Let an OC call the plays? Let Davis Webb call the plays?
Yes.
All right, man. Lonster, what's for breakfast today, man? What's for lunch, I should say? It's 11:19.
Well, you know what? I did have breakfast. I had eggs and toast for breakfast.
Eggs and toast. Did you make it into a sandwich, or did you eat them separately?
I eat them separately. I scrambled mine.
Okay. Well, see, but even scrambled, you can slap that thing on some bread, put some ketchup on it, and away we go.
No, I can't do that.
No, Lonster, try it sometime, man. Try it.
No, one day.
I'll
just put butter on toast and then scramble the eggs.
You could still throw those eggs on there even with butter, man. Still going to work.
Nope, I'll pass on
that. All right, Lonster.
Do you put ketchup on your eggs?
No.
Okay, good.
I put hot sauce on mine.
Well, that's good, too.
That's
all good. I'm not like Michael, who's like, I don't like you because of your sports team or the fact that you eat a different food. I'm not like that, Lonster. Be you, man. That's what's really cool.
That does create a problem, doesn't it?
quit making fun of the... Okay,
see what happens? See?
I don't mind.
Blank
Lonster
around and find
Lonster's
out,
great.
Mike. Blank around and find out, Lonster. Appreciate the call, man.
Hey guys, have a good day.
You put peanut butter on everything.
Not on everything.
Everything.
I do put peanut butter on quesadillas.
Yeah, that's odd. That's odd.
Try it.
Big Hub. Brady is weird with ketchup and eggs. Dude, I'll put ketchup. I can put ketchup on pretty much anything.
That's disgusting.
I mean, name a food. I'll tell you if I put ketchup on it.
Salad.
No.
Steak.
I have before.
The fact that you have to think about it.
I have before.
That
I just
is
said
uncultured.
It. I just said when have you looked at me and said that guy is cultured? That guy gets it. That guy has five different forks when he sits down for a meal. No, I stuff my face in my car on a drive. I'm not cultured, Mike. I eat what I have to keep moving through the day. And sometimes it makes it easier to throw ketchup on that thing. Go ahead. Name another food. I'll tell you if ketchup goes on it or not.
Well, okay, so I was going to say burger, but yes, ketchup does go on burger.
Yeah, come on.
Would you put it on a barbecue burger?
No. What do you mean?
Put ketchup on a barbecue burger. That's barbecue, onion rings, bacon.
Like it already has barbecue sauce on it?
Yes.
No. You don't double sauce. You don't double sauce.
Pizza?
No.
So you wouldn't even dip it in that?
No.
Okay, pizza's, so you're not ketchup
that's a
obsessed.
That's a double negative again because that's or just that negates it because that's a double sauce situation because pizza has sauce on it already. So it's a double sauce. I don't do double sauce.
What if it's Chad Tavern made only for Micah mashed potatoes pizza?
I don't know for sure. I don't know. I don't. It sounds that mashed potato thing sounds gross.
Would you go like what? Where would like what's the most disgusting food that you would have to put ketchup on to make it not disgusting?
I don't really have a disgusting. I don't. I'm a pretty easy keeper, man. Food is food. I like pretty much everything.
Seafood.
Yeah, I like seafood. Sushi's tough. Depending on the type, but I could do it. I want to like it, and no, I would not put ketchup on sushi.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. No. I feel the same way about sushi. I would not put ketchup on it. Some of them are just gross.
Do you like sushi? You don't seem like a sushi guy.
I'm not. I'm not a huge seafood guy.
Faith says, did he say peanut butter on a quesadilla? Gross. Yeah.
Don't give
people crap for what I do, and yet you have absolutely disgusting stuff that you do as well.
You know what? I'm going to have that for dinner tonight.
Big Hub says pizza and ranch. Yes, I don't like to, but if I'm at Big City Roadhouse and they throw pizza down and there's a cup of ranch, I will dip it. I don't ask for the ranch. Because, again, that's a double sauce thing for me, and that's sticky territory. But if I have a cup of ranch, I'm not going to not eat it, right? So I will dip that in there.
Okay.
Same with wings and ranch, I guess.
Do you dip fries in mayonnaise?
No. Who does that?
I'm pretty sure that's a Canadian thing.
Well, am I Canadian?
I don't know. It's possible.
You think might I'm have been Canadian?
Like, I've come down to Colorado from Canada, and I grew up in Cheyenne Wells, and I'm a spy for Canada.
What are you doing?
I've been in a weird mood. I got up way too early.
Wait, you've been in a weird mood?
I got up way too early.
You got up at like 8:30.
No,
you weren't up
I
when
up
I tried
at,
to
like,
call you today.
Well, I woke up at 6:30.
Aaron says, from a culinary thought point, a barbecue burger technically does have ketchup. Ketchup being base ingredient for the barbecue sauce. True, but it's not. It's different. It's different. You can't taste the ketchupness in barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it's been made into something else.
It's been made into something else. Yes, very good.
Scienced into something else.
How the hell did we get on this conversation?
I don't know.
We were talking about Davis Webb and, Lonster.
Lonnie, yeah.
Yeah, the hooligans usually derail me.
Your co-host.
No, stop it. You know, that's false. You can be sued for that.
I did.
There's
got to
be something illegal with that.
You're saying that I didn't ask that question.
There's got to be something illegal with saying that you're this position, but you're not. That's illegal. Probably. No, Not a co-host. Did you watch a game last night?
I listened to the Avs.
Tell me three things about it that are other than I like Avs because I like hockey and they good. If you give me something beyond that, you can be co-host for a day.
You don't want me as co-host for a day.
No, co-host for a day. I'll make you co-host for a day and you get to call yourself that for a day. If you can give me 3 points, do not look at your computer. Do not look at it. Stop it. Why do you have Star Trek Googled up there? That's why you can't pay attention. That's why you can't pay attention to anything.
This is our website.
Give me three bullet points from the game last night. Three things that you...
Avs couldn't score goals. The Red Wings blocked a lot of shots. And...
I mean, they didn't score. It was 1-0. My grandma could come in here and say, yeah, the Avs didn't score goals last night. That doesn't count.
The Red Wings did block some shots.
Because they didn't score goals. If you don't score goals, odds are there's going to be some blocked shots. That doesn't count.
I mean, they could have missed the net, but the
they could
Red
have missed
Wings
the net like
do
all
a
night.
Good job deflecting shots.
They missed 23 wide open net shots.
I did hear the one. Who's the Avs play-by-play guy? Why can't I remember his
Connor
name?
Connor McGahee.
Yeah,
Connor like McGregor. Connor McGahee. Wow, I always get those two confused. Basically, same guy.
So he is like great. And I just remember him saying, oh, missed wide open. I had it on the background. I'm sorry, guys. I don't have Fubo TV anymore.
You don't have to be sorry. I'm not putting that on you. It's just if you were my co-host, I would have put that on you.
I had to cancel Fubo because it's now too expensive.
So you're not co-host for
a
day.
Football season
you
anymore.
Did not earn. Hooligans, do we vote on this? Is it fair to say Michael did not earn co-host for a day?
Answer is I have been co-host.
On April Fool's Day, I'm giving it away now just so people don't freak out. You should host the show, and I'll produce. What do you think? That would be hilarious.
I think that's going to go badly.
Oh, obviously, because you'll be hosting it. I can still figure out how to produce stuff. That job is for anybody that's brainless, except for Brian. Brian's really smart.
How come I keep getting calls from you guys? Hey, Micah, can you fix this?
It's true.
Like, I got a call this morning from you. Hey, Micah, can you help?
Yes, I couldn't figure out how to play music to start the podcast, the Two Man Game podcast with Steve Smiley. I couldn't figure that out. It didn't work. Did you figure it out?
I did figure it out.
What was
writing an instruction sheet, and okay. I'll put it next to the board.
You also need to write an instruction sheet on what happens when it pauses in the middle of the podcast, because I forgot how to do that.
It's probably the same thing.
Okay. Faith says... Unpopular take. We're getting into food here. Unpopular take, but I don't like ranch for some reason.
I agree with you. Ranch is not that great.
I have a weird relationship with ranch because Faith is like, the smell makes me grow. It makes me grossed out. The smell is weird. The texture is weird, but it tastes pretty good. The texture is weird, but still can taste pretty good, if that makes any sense.
I think if you put ketchup in there, that's some other salad dressing.
Faith says, love ketchup, hate tomatoes. You know what's funny?
Love my tomatoes, kid, don't like ketchup.
My kid is the opposite. Yeah. He loves tomatoes. Will not put ketchup on anything.
Especially those cherry tomatoes.
He wants the massive steak potatoes, and he just chomps into it. You put a dab of ketchup on a French fry, and it's like, whoa, I'm not eating for 8 weeks. You screwed up, man. You screwed up. You broke the trust chain.
I'll have pretty much any type of potato, any type of tomato. I will not have any. I just don't care for ketchup that much.
Words getting out on you, Mike. Can't talk about sport other than Broncos football, then. That's you, Mike.
Co-host.
If you were a real co-host, I'd be able to send it over to you and just be like, man, what's up with the Avs? Are they coasting? Before the Winter Olympics, before
they're
the
not
break?
Hosting, they're co-hosting.
See, this is why. This is why. Well, County Swami, at what point do you stop being in a weird mood and just are a weird person?
Oh, I am a weird person, but I'm in an especially weird mood today. I don't know what's wrong.
Well, we'll hope we can get through it together somehow. So, rounding out how we started this thing, Davis Webb is the OC. Is he going to be calling plays for the Broncos? I'm curious to see how that's going to play out. Sean is getting up there. Now, when I say getting up there, as far as a head coach, he's getting up there. does he need to take a step back? He fired his current OC, which now mean, or his old former OC, which now really leads me to believe he was clearing room out for Davis Webb. And the interview they had last week, even though we aren't 100% confirmed whether that was a Rooney Rule thing, sounds like maybe it was. It was the Washington, I can blank it on his name, but it was the Washington Commanders, like offensive wide receivers, strategist or whatever the hell. There's so many different titles now. But it seems like that interview was maybe for naught because they knew they were going to go with Davis Webb. And we don't have 100% clarification on whether the Rooney Rule is just pertains to head coaches and, or you said, executives and bigger type official names. We don't know if it applies to coordinators.
Yeah, I don't know if it applies to coordinators. And I personally, I'm not a fan of the Rooney Rule because I feel like that's two interviews that you're getting. If you want a coach, you should go get that coach. If you don't know who you are,
they'll still get their coach. The Rooney Rule just says you got to interview him.
I know, but it's like,
doesn't mean you got to hire him.
I know, but like those people that you're interviewing, if you're interviewing a black coach, I'm white, but like I'm guessing in the back of their minds, like maybe they're thinking, oh, I'm getting interviewed and it's another token interview.
Hmm. Well, I mean, sure. Roger Goodell's not happy with the situation going on in the NFL.
I just don't think it's fair to them. Like, and there are plenty of qualified black coaches out there. The NFL has proven it.
Yeah.
It's just like
you're wanting to make it about merit, all that. I get that. 970 texting in. The Avalanche seemed very lethargic last night. They looked like the visiting team coming into altitude and playing in the third period. The Avs were just not on, couldn't coordinate their plays and their shots. It was pretty pathetic to watch them last night. Well, and on that note, it sure didn't look like home ice. Did you see all the red jerseys at Ball Arena last night? Do they travel well? Are there a lot of Detroit fans all over the country?
Yeah.
Why?
Colorado's a destination state, so we have a lot of horrible non-Broncos fans here, except for Faith. Faith, we love
Broncos. I don't see it in the Broncos stadium as much as I do other sports. Not Rockies,
no, it's
yeah.
Broncos stadium.
You're surprised if you see Rockies hats in that stadium. It's Tanner and himself that are there with a Rockies hat. Nuggets, it's a mixed bag. It depends on the team you're playing. If you play the Lakers, you're going to hear Lakers fans. If you play the Celtics, you're going to hear Celtics fans. I was shocked to see that with the Avs last night.
Colorado has never had more people born in the state than it has people moving to the state. Colorado has just
always
had
people
moving.
Is that a real stat? Did you say that? Is that a real thing that you can back up?
It's real. It's real. I think, except for like 2 years ago, was the first time.
How does one find that information?
Than people coming to the state.
Where does one find that information?
It's a particular YouTube channel. I forget what it's called, but they cover a lot of different things about each state.
Very informative. Is this the same site that you go to for your Broncos information? TheBroncosAreGood.com?
No, it didn't have anything about any of the sports teams.
I just figured it might be one of those.
Colorado.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'd like to check that out sometime. I'm not saying you're lying. Aaron.
Well, it's just like that explains the fan base. Like, we have a lot of people coming from the Midwest and California and
Texas.
Also, the destination state.
Or haven't been around that long in the grand scheme of things compared to the Broncos and the Nuggets. The Rockies haven't been around that long. And when they've been around, it hasn't felt like they've been around. So there's that. Aaron says, I think especially if you're hiring from within, you should only have to do the one interview and be done. If you're conducting an actual search, then I can see where the Rooney Rule applies. Aaron, and I get that too. And honestly, the Rooney Rule should be expanded because I feel like we just recycle coaches too. So if we expand it to not just minorities, but even more like you have to do interviews with guys that maybe, I don't know, maybe they haven't even coached before. Not that you're going to think about giving them a job, but they're starting to get in that process more. Because what we see now, and we're seeing a bit more of a change now, but it's a lot of recycled coaches. I mean, I guess there's not a ton of... There's John Harbaugh's a recycled coach. Stefanski's a recycled coach. Robert Saleh's a recycled coach. There were so many jobs open. We'll go through that today giving you a quick reminder of it's over now. All the jobs have been filled, and Vance Joseph and Davis Webb did not take any of them. So we're ready to run this thing back. Now the idea of losing a wide receivers coach and a DBs coach really doesn't concern me that much anymore. Not that the receivers coach was amazing. 35 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We got a lot to get into. What do you think, Sean Payton or Davis Webb? Who should be calling the plays for the Broncos next season? We'll get into the NFL coaching update. It's Super Bowl week. There were some weird questions yesterday. We'll be right back.
Hear the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Lemons Heating and Cooling, HVAC contractor here in Greeley. Take it from me, who doesn't live in Greeley. They'll service many parts throughout Northern Colorado. So just give them a call, 970-567-0798, or visit them online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Super Bowl week is always weird. It's always weird, but let me read this text first. He said, Chris, so your co-host has actual numbers of babies born here than the number of moving vans stopping in Colorado?
I don't have the actual number.
Well, you acted like you did. You were really smug about it. You're smug about it.
I don't have it off. I can go look at the population. I can find the
high
actual
mighty
government estimation.
Government and high and mighty. You were very much that. He said, Chris, let Webb call the plays from the booth. Probably help expedite the infield play. Yeah, that would be the thing. He'd be up there calling plays from the booth, I would imagine. So, Michael, Super Bowl week. This is why when Lynn Jones asked the question, or when she was like talking to Liam Cohen and she's like, hey, keep your head up, man. It's like, It was odd. I didn't have an issue with it. It was odd. But I've seen a lot worse, and none of them are much worse than Super Bowl week, Mike. Check out this question to Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots.
Is this a must-win game?
A must-win? Yeah, I think every time we go out, it is a must-win game. I mean, it's kind of the attitude that I've always taken in the National Football League.
Apparently, this person does this every year. Name is Dave Damashek, accountant for Taste Football America. Has a YouTube channel, pretty good following. But he asks weird questions all the time, makes it a thing. Listen, I think there's a time and place for all that. What's the Barstool guy? Priestley, maybe? The long-haired guy with the mustache and he has the bolo tie? That's hilarious.
Oh, the guys interviewing athletes.
It's like the Sunday
conversation.
Sunday conversation. That's hilarious. I love those.
Great.
I don't care if I even know who he's interviewing. Those are awesome. He does an amazing job, and so does the guy Glennie Balls. He's great. You and him probably could hit it off. That is a great show. That's the time and place for those. But asking a head coach, Mike, asking a head coach this question ahead of the Super Bowl is silly to me.
Is this a must-win game?
A must-win? Yeah, I think every time we go out, it is a must-win game. I mean, it's kind of the attitude that I've always taken in the National Football League.
And what was the question asked to Drake May?
Are you planning to win this Sunday?
Are we planning to win?
Yeah.
What else will you plan to do?
How do they get in? Like when Eastside like Chris says, Brady, why aren't you and Micah at Super Bowl row? I mean.
They invited me.
How do we even get in?
They invited me based on the fact that I don't ask good questions.
You didn't get, let's pretend someone's brand new to the station and they're listening to the show for the first time and they hear my whatever you are back there say, they invited me. They did not invite you, correct?
They did not invite you. Based off those two questions right there, I perfectly legitimate.
That's like a Saturday Night Live skit. Are you planning to win this weekend?
Nah.
Not necessarily. Like, I'm sure that woman is nice. She seemed really excited, you know, and she's like, yeah. And listen to her again. Listen to it again.
Are you and your team, are you planning to win this Sunday?
Are we planning to win?
Yeah.
What else will you plan to do?
He's talking to her like a kid. Like, that's a, if a little kid asks that, that's what you're saying. What else do you think we're planning to do, little gal? You know? What are we doing here? Oh, we got to go?
Yeah.
Wow. Good show. Fun show, man. We're just rocking and rolling.
I'm going to start asking those questions of you.
Do you think the Nuggets are planning to win tonight?
Where do you think the Nuggets are planning to win?
Depends on who you ask. 45 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We blew the clock today so far, and it's just hour one, talking about Davis Webb, the Avalanche loss, and Super Bowl media week, and ketchup. That's how you'll summarize the podcast, Michael. Well done. But make it catchy. Make it catchy. We'll take a quick break here. Ketchup-y, maybe. It's The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. No, it was better when I said it.
Tons are mine.
It was better when I said it.
Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, this is specifically for Greeley voters here. Special election happening this February. Mailed February 3rd, vote by mail or drop off at one of four secure locations. Election day is the 24th. It must be received by 7 p.m. for a ballot to be valid. Go to greeleyco.gov for more details. This is all about the project, right? The Cascadia stuff, the Eagles, all that.
Yeah, the Cascadia Catalyst Project.
And I'm trying, like, it's a live read kind of deal, so I just want to let it out there because, I mean, your vote really matters in this situation. Your vote matters all the time, vote or die. But I'm trying not to interject what I really think here. I will in the next hour. I don't want to do it right next to the read. But the question I've had a lot of people ask, do you think this is a good idea? And I will answer that. Because if you've been following along, Cascadia, the Colorado Eagles, all this stuff, coming to Greeley. Some people aren't for it. Some people really like the idea. Is it a good idea for G-Town? Let's get into it. It's The Whole Show. Top stories coming up next.